Blog Talk Radio.
You got it.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. All saints, all those that have anointed ears, come and hear what the Lord has to say. Let us pray. This is Reverend Aroya Ruth Princess Love at your 7:30 hour here on May the 8th, 2017, my 71st year. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you.
Amen.
Let us go before the Lord and Savior in prayer. Almighty Father God, we come graciously, humbly, thanking and praising and glorifying you. We ask you, Father, to forgive us for all our sins that we know we've committed and that we unknowingly, knowing and unknowingly. We ask you, Father, to forgive us for every evil thought or ungodly thought, action or inference. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because your words say, if we ask, we shall receive. And we know, Father, your word also say before we call, you've already answered. We thank you for your word, for it is life, and it feeds the marrow of our bone and of the spirit, the Holy Spirit that is within us, Lord. We thank you. We repent, Father, for all ungodliness, unrighteousness, unholiness, unloyalty, unjustification, on everything that is not like you. That's the simple way. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless all the body of Christ all over the world, the good, the bad, the wayward, all of those that have called on your name and asked you to enter into their soul, Father, all saints. In the name of Jesus, and all of those ministers and apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and the body all over the world, Father, we thank you, 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 we thank you. Johanna, who so faithfully works on this show, his whole family, Father, my family, and everyone that's listening's family, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your promises in your word, God, because in you is all yea. We thank you. Your words say, you feed the birds, the ravens of the air. They don't want for nothing. And yet we are so caught up in this world affairs and these things till we have to wonder and worry. But I thank you, God, that I'm prosperous. I'm rich beyond means, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and more than that, God, I'm walking in fellowship with you in Jesus' name according to your word, because it is you who live in me, who walks and talks in me. It is your mind that I desire, Lord, not mine. Your words say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but took upon himself and became obedient unto death. We thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that speaks the word through me, God Almighty. Thank you for your unmerited favor, your everlasting grace, dear Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for going in the hospitals, because your words say you sent your word and you healed them. Those that are laying in their sick bed right now, Lord, those that are in nursing homes and hospice, even people in hospice, people, Lord, that need you and know you and knew you and maybe have drifted. Backsliders, because your words say you're married to the backslider. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I lift my hands up to thee for For my health cometh from thee, God. I humbly submit my unworthy self. There is no good within me but thee. And that is all that I can ever expect. Because it's not by works of righteousness, lest any man should boast, but by you, God, by you we come humbly, thanking you. I throw you kisses, I give you my love, I hug you, Lord, I love you, I thank you. I thank you for our forgiveness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, thank you. In the mighty name, Father, we ask you to bless Israel. Your words say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we thank you, Lord, because we are the Israel of God. We are Abraham's heirs and joint heirs to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for going into the orphanages. We thank you for blessing our soldiers. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the new world, the new heaven, and the new earth. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my soul, magnify you. My soul. So let me just do it right now in the right proper order. Seven times will I praise you this minute. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you. Hosanna. Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, glory to your name, glory to your name, Hosanna, Hosanna, that was 10, but I tell you, I can't never stop at 7, thank you, Lord, thank you, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the one and only, the way, the truth, and the life, we thank you, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. This evening I come to you. I just want to share a few scriptures with you. Because y'all hear us talk about Paul all the time. And then for some new innocent people who are not totally familiar with the word, like I was when I first got saved. I was so ignorant, I didn't even know that who Paul was. And yet I had studied the Bible since I was 10, but I studied the Old Testament and didn't have a light on the New Testament. Hallelujah. Yes, that's my ride calling. Praise God. Yes, and so, but Paul wrote most of the New Testament, except for the books of Peter. It is not distinctly known who wrote the book of Hebrews. We believe it's tossed back and forth whether he wrote Hebrews. And we know, except for the books of John, and 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and Saint, and Revelation. So, Paul wrote a great deal. Because God personally chose Paul to write, to be the apostle to the Gentiles. So we're asking everybody to mute their phone because we can hear everything that they do. But I just want to explain that to some. I'm sure we got some old saints on here who already knew all of that. But in Colossians chapter 1, I have read it before, I've taught on it before, but I do diligently love Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians. I love the whole Bible, so just let me be frank. But Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. This is Colossians chapter 1:1. And then he goes on to say, to the saints. And this is why I use the word. So many Christians do not use the word saints. And I want you to know, if you've been born again and you have tasted that the Lord is good, and he came and made his abode inside of you. You are a saint. I know you laughed. I know. Mm-hmm. And then somebody bring up all your past. Well, let me ask you one question for you to ponder on through the night and for you to remember to ask them. Say, do you think my goodness could possibly get me into heaven? Ask them that question. And be ready to record whatever answer they give you, because the Word of God plainly teaches that that is impossible. They want to insist that our goodness, and that's what the world is. The world is deceived. They are deceived. They don't understand. But anyway, Paul writes this letter. This letter is to the saints. It ain't to the world. It's to the saints. And the faithful, to the saints and faithful. Now, brethren in Christ, which are at Colossians, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Verse 3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, did you notice how he did that? Ponder on that. Think about it. He names all three of them. And I do need right there to take you. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a powerful verse right there, Colossians 1, 3. Verse 4, since we heard, he says, of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints. Now, do you hear that? See, sometimes we're guilty of loving those who love us and not loving them who don't love us. And, you know, Jesus Christ told us about that over there, too. But Paul right here is telling us that we have to love all saints as well. Well, we really gotta love everybody, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. So you can't get around that. Not that I have arrived. I'm working on the building. Hallelujah. So, any case, but one thing, you know, we usually say, I ain't gotta do nothing but stay black and die. Well, that is not a total accurate truth. You gotta love everybody. You gotta receive Jesus Christ, and you gotta love everybody. It should have been reversed when I first said it. First, you gotta love and receive Jesus Christ. Then you gotta love everybody. So we've been saying that little phrase all them years, stay black, I gotta stay black and die. No, that is not a truth. But it sounded good, and it was a good catch song, but it wasn't true. But I'm telling you now what you gotta do. You gotta receive Jesus Christ, and you gotta love everybody. The people you dislike, now it didn't say you gotta like everybody. You gotta love them. And that can be easily arranged once we got a renewed mind. A renewed mind lets you see the spiritual person versus the fleshly person. You know what I mean? And if we can, that's how Jesus had to do it. So we want to have the mind of Christ. Jesus had to look at those people that were spitting on him and telling him to come down on from the cross, if he be God, you know. He had to look at them whom he had created, and he had to tolerate such indignation from them. He had to do that because, as he says before he gives up the ghost, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we just thank God that Jesus had a way of transferring his mind to understand this was a temporary problem, and he didn't allow it to suffer him, you know, any indignation. He understood we are just dust. D-U-S, just dust. Do you understand me? We ain't nothing but dust. Hallelujah. So when you look at a person who's standing there cussing you and rolling their eyes at you and saying all manner of evil to you, just remember, they don't know any better. They don't know any better. And at that moment while you're standing there, if you can grasp yourself and hold back your flesh and meditate in your mind or be translated, because you can be standing there in front of them and be translated. You know that. I'm telling you what I know. You can be translated. When my husband was stomping me and kicking me and beating me, I promise you, my husband was 6 feet two, weighed 200 pounds. I promise you, I didn't feel any of that because I was translated. My body was being dogged, but my spirit man was caught up with Christ. I'm telling you, it's possible. There are so many zillion miracles God is performing daily, every day, momentarily. And if you would just sit down and meditate on the great things God has done for you, you would be in awe. We wouldn't have time to complain that you don't have enough money, or to complain that you don't have a luxurious house, or complain that you ain't got enough clothes, or that you ain't got no friends, or this or that. All this too will pass. Glory to God. Hosanna, Hosanna. So Paul was chosen to minister to us who were Gentiles. We were Gentiles, but now we're saints. We're children of the Most High God. I'm telling you, when I think about my God and what he did for me, how he translated me out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. I am in the kingdom of God's son. Do you know that? I mean, it blows my mind. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's so wonderful. I'm so ecstatically happy. I can't think of nothing more greater than this. This is the song. Searched all over. I've been to the highest mountain. Been to the lowest sea. Been all over the world, but I couldn't find nobody greater than him. Couldn't find nobody greater than him. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, ain't nothing better for me than Jesus Christ and all his glory. I love him, I love him, I love him. I'm not worthy to be able to mention his name, but because he has given me power and authority and set his love upon me, I can proclaim him to the highest mountains and to the deepest sea. And I can go to the farthest place in the world and tell the world that Jesus loves me, and he loves you. That's why he hung in humiliation and degradation. I'm not pronouncing it properly. The lowest form of for a king, You understand this was a king who came and was spit on. Do you understand this was a king who created, Bible says. I didn't get to it tonight. All things were created by him in this same book, same chapter. All things were created by him, for him, and through him, and without him, there was nothing created. Yet he let them spit on him. He let them spit on him. He let them insult him. Oh, my God. When you think about Yeshua, when you think about what they did to him, and then you think about what he did for you, he's given you power. He's given you authority. He's given you overcoming victory. He's given you divine healing. He's given you joy unspeakable. He's given you love unmeasurable. Oh, what a God. I tell you, there is nothing in this life better than that. My time is almost gone because I've just enjoyed sharing with you. But I was at verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all saints. Verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. That's where I'm going to end at tonight. Colossians 1 through 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, the truth. Of the gospel, the truth of the gospel. I tell you, you can't match it. There's even the worst heathen you could run into. They all talking about going to heaven. Do you know that? People who have cursed us use the deepest and the worst profanity. People who have said there is no God. People who don't believe in heaven or hell, but I mean, who say they don't, I beg your pardon, say they don't. When they get ready to die, they all talk about trying to go to heaven, trying to go to heaven. Now, why would you want to go to heaven if you don't believe in the one who created heaven? My God, what a God we serve. He's awesome. He's magnificent. And he's glorious. And I beg of you with every breath I got in my little body to cleave unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and celebrate the praise of him. Praise him when you got tears in your eyes. Praise him when somebody talks about you. Praise him when you're being beaten, kicked, and stomped and lied on. Praise him in every situation. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. I live to serve and exalt the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have no other purpose. So pray that I be strong, that we all endure to the end, because the word of God does say, if we draw back, his soul will have no pleasure with you. But, oh, we come too far. We've come too far to draw back. Oh, Lord. So, Lord, please let me endure to the end. Now, we got two choices. I mean, not that we can make them, but I can be caught up in Thessalonians. In the air to meet him, where I'll shake off this body and my soul that shall live forever, ever. My, you know, the spirit man that God has renewed, it shall live forever and ever 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 and ooh. Or I could die, give up the ghost, and of course I'm gonna be cremated, so you don't have to worry about my body wherever it be. Or we can wait till Jesus Christ. I mean, of course, so it's only two choices. I exaggerated. It's only two. Being caught up, because to be caught up, it's when Christ comes through the sky, okay? And the other one is, you know, not to die natural. But I would, so, but remember this, you're going to die. You're going to give up that ghost. You're going to leave that body. So be sure to think of these things. And the older we get, the more we're thinking about it. Because the body say, the Bible says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I plan on sticking around to about 100. That's about 30 more years, 29 more years. But if I should not stick around, don't shed any tears for me. Just say, praise Him! Praise Him! Praise Him! Praise Him! Glory to God in the highest. Because there, she knew. She had the knowledge and the heartfelt truth, knowing that grace is unmatchable. No man has given us grace. Not Buddha, not none of them Hindu, none of them other gods offered grace. None of them other gods offered translation out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. None of them other. Why would you waste your time? Why would you waste your time being an agnostic or atheist or a Buddhist, a Hindu or a Muslim or anything that doesn't serve the Creator, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Why? You're wasting your time. Now, I got 3 minutes left, but let me tell you this. There's a book called Ecclesiastics. I want you to read it before next Monday. And I want you to understand that this was one of the wisest men that ever lived, the Bible say, Solomon. And Solomon say, all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. And he was also rich. He had more money than anybody that ever had lived. Yet, the bottom line was, all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. That's what it is. Because there's only one way. Only one way. One truth, one life. And that's Jesus, Yeshua, Almighty, the glorious Creator, Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. My words cannot, I still have 2 more minutes, 10 minutes. But I do want you all to call in, bombard the radio, ask Dr. Hunter questions, ask people questions, challenge us, tell us, all you know, if you're atheist or agnostic out there and you don't believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, call me. Put me on the chopping block. Tell me. You don't believe what I'm saying. But you know it's by the Spirit that I have spoken. Glory to God in the highest. In the name of Jesus, y'all have a blessed night. Bless all the mothers coming up Mother's Day. I am a mother of 2, and my baby's child will be 51 years old tomorrow. So we wish my son spirit-filled, God-quickening birthday in Jesus' holy name. And 6 weeks from there, my daughter will be 52. So they'll be both twins tomorrow. They're 11 months apart. So God bless them, that they might love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a message. What a message. The God we serve is an awesome God. And one of the things I would say tonight in continuation what she was teaching, it behooves us to make a decision. Jesus Christ is on his way back. Are you ready for him? He's on his way back. Well, tonight, I'm going to take time to just put out a few words out there and ask you to pray for me, with me, as I go into the B-I-B-L-E, W-R-D, King, L-I-V-E. Tonight, Father, is a night that we just all come before you and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, for all the things that you have done for us today, how you brought us from zero to where we are right now, Father. We was in our mother's womb, but you know all about it before we came out of the womb. You already predestined our lives for us. You already knew, but someone said you're not a just God. I say you're a just God because you know all things. All things work through you. You had a plan, but you sent it through your son. You sent Adam, Adam failed. You sent Moses, he failed. You sent all the men of God in the Old Testament, they failed. But you sent one name, Yeshua HaMashiach. You sent Jesus Christ. But it's according to your plan. It's your plan. It's your plan. We work by your plan, not our plan. And for this, I want to say thank you. I want to thank you tonight for America. I want to thank you for the president. I want to thank you for both sides of Congress. I want to thank you for the Supreme Court. I want to thank you for the governors. I want to thank you for the mayor. I want to thank you for all of those who have been elected. And then more, Father, I want to pray for the body of Christ. More now than ever, Father, that we may press in and stir up the fire. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. And the Bible tells us that the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. We take it by force. And we got to start taking what God says is out. He's given us the authority, given us the power, given us the wherewith. It's up to us to do what he's called us to do. I would say to those that listen to me, I'm just a man as another man. The same thing he has out here. I'm not a woman, but I'm an M-A-N. And so I want to just let you know I love you, but I want to thank you, Father, those who are in hospital, those who are on the beds right now, Father. I don't know if the Red Cross or to be on this side, but we pray for the strength in our bodies. And then, Father, I want to pray for those in the prison, Father, those who are locked up, being locked, unworthy, Father. But as Jesus, you went to prison for all of us. We thank you. And then, Father, on the roads, watch over those who drive those big trucks, small cars around America. Father, let America come back to a full center, that she may repent, and come before the living God in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I want to pray for the mayor who went out there and did what he did, Father. It wasn't because of him, but because you moved him, Father. And for that, I said, thank you. I want to praise you and love you. I want to adore you. I want to thank for all my prayer partners. I want to thank for all KSK radio station. I want to thank you for my wife, Marty Hunter. I want to thank you for my son, Chauncey. I want to thank for my daughter, Charmaine, my grandson, Kobe, Logan, and Bryson. I want to thank you for both sides of the family, Father. My in-laws, my son-in-law, my mother, my sister-in-law, my niece-in-law. And I want to thank you, Father. As I lift up my hand and say, yada, 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 yada. Tonight, Father, I just want to praise you. Regardless of all that's happened, I want to praise you. When it looked like I couldn't get over, you still right there with me. But I know, as my wife and I said today, we'll not get at the end of our journey. There's many, many more things we got to endure in this life. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, if I can just invite you to come sit at my table, I want to talk with you. I want to talk something to you right quick. How faith obtains. But you know, when I was reading one book and I began to get another book, I found some almost a dozen things. Years and years ago, there is a big fight that's been going on in the body. It's a very intense battle over the deity, D-E-I-T-Y, the deity of a man from Galilee. And everybody, even the devil, got people believing he's not worthy. He's not trustworthy. He is who he say he is. And I will say this to everyone who listens to me. If you want to see the man from Galilee, you're going to have to come to a cross. You're going to have to bow before the living God in the name of Jesus. Let me see. Unfortunately, we have strayed so hard against the deity of Christ's body. There's so much semi-intellectuals. You know, I got this going on right now, and I'm up to this, and I'm up this and that. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about faith. Faith. Faith moves us. Faith sustains us. Faith has a word. Faith can speak to us. Faith. Faith can. Faith will. All I can tell you what God is saying, and I want you to know something, what God is saying is word. There are scarce listen, a half dozen who believe belong to the first rank under the scholastic intellectual giants. We have engaged this war. I mean, I was going to TSU. A doctor one told, I mean, what is Theo? I said, it's the word of God. It's a study of the principle. He looked at me and come with some long, long words. But let me tell you something. Let's stand the word. One thing I've come to discover, what God has said. If I take you to the book of Galatians chapter 1, as I go into my word, and Galatians chapter 1, when you take the word, what God has said, I want you to go into Galatians chapter 1, and I want to read it to you. As we have said, therefore, so I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto anybody than you have received, let him be accused. Point one, there are many people out there today that are not preaching Jesus Christ. They're preaching another man's gospel. It's not God's gospel. God's gospel is the truth. It's the truth. How God sent his son, his only begotten son, that he might come to this earth, live a life, not in splendidity, but he came in life in a low life. He was born into that place where they had a manger, where he was born, but God saw him. So here it is. I want you to understand, we have to persuade men. Now we have to, do we persuade men of God, or do we please men? If we please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I don't please men. I please Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. He said, but I certify, brothers and sisters, that the gospel which we preach is of me and not after man. And everyone on the radio station has the same idea. They don't preach the gospel that they got. It's of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Paul went even different. He even went deep. He said these words. He said, I need my God. He said these words. He said, I need receive it of man, neither I was taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ, Jesus revealed it to them. This man called Saul, who later named Paul, met God's son, Jesus Christ, on the road of Damascus. And then meeting the road on Damascus, it called his life to change completely around. This man knew more about religion than anybody else. But here's what he said. If you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish religion, underscore it, Jewish religion, how I beyond measure I persuaded the church of God and wasted it. There are some people out there in the same way. He said, have you heard of my conversation? I'm not like the Apostle Paul, but I'm a man that almost like him. I don't have the same diaphragm attitude he did, but he said, I went beyond measure to do some other things. I want to persuade people to come my way. But when God met me, he met me on my term, not on my term, on his term, correction, on his term. When I was wrong, he corrected me. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. Now I want to say something. Here's what I want you to understand, verse 14. Paul says, and prophet in the Jewish religion above many of my equals of my own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the tradition of my father. Oh, my God. So you telling me that the Jewish religion is dead? Wait a minute, hon. What is he saying? After and prophet in the Jews' religion, in the Baptist religion, in the Catholicism religion, all the different religions, 13 religions are mentioned in the book of Acts that Paul said. He said, but he said, I was above my equals in my own nation. This man knew so much they came to him, Sanhedrin, being more exceeding zealous after the tradition of my father. He knew about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was above them because if God began to do something, he said, he separated him from his mother's womb. Oh, my God. Now, oh, God. But it pleased God. But it pleased God. Thank you, Father, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Oh, my God. You mean call him not by the religion, didn't call him by, call him by his grace. Call and call me by his grace. His unmerited love is unforgiving love. God's love is always forgiving. His love is so good. His love is so sure. His love is so perfect. He says, I reveal, oh my God, to do what? Now, come on, Paul. To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens. Ooh, here's what he said. What he wants to do in you, Father, and everybody. He wants to reveal his son in you and I, that we might preach among the heathens. To preach among the heathens. There are some people out there that don't want to know Jesus Christ. But it's us. We Gentiles are called heathens. Heathen, immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. Now, if God has called you, Will Hunter, you don't have to get flesh and blood approval. Not to do that. No, they don't do that. You got to stay on the line and do what Jesus told you to do. I love it, Father. And now he says to receive, to reveal. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. To reveal his son to me, that I may preach him among the heathen. Immediately, I conferred. I didn't have a conversation. I didn't get on a cell phone. I didn't get on a typewriter. I didn't get on my internet. I did not confer with flesh and blood. Neither went up to Jerusalem. I didn't go to the Catholic Church. I didn't go to the Methodist Church. I didn't go to the Baptist Church. But I went, well, possibly before me. But we have to go, she said, I went to and I hid myself for that time. Hallelujah. I'm returned to Damascus. And that's where the fight started. Then after 3 years, I went to see Peter to be with him. My God. With him for 15 days. Now 15 days. Think about it. After we said before, so I say again, if Willie Hunter, anybody preach, if any man preach any other gospel unto them, we go back to verses 1 and bang right here. They have let them be accused. Let them be accused. If you don't want to preach Jesus Christ, get out of the business. Stop playing the game. God's work is not a game. I'm here to tell you today, everything we all have prayed for, everything we have believed God for, everything we have told, God sees everything. And I want you to know how personal it gets with you. It must get personal with you. Take one scripture, let it die inside of you. Let it become alive in you. Let it come alive. So then you have to say, for I need to persuade the men. Oh, my God. He said, I do not seek to please man. Come over and preach in my church. You ain't got no church. I come over and preach to the congregation. Let me tell you something. When Jesus said, go you therefore into all the world and preach the gospel, that's exactly what it meant. We are doing it right now on the radio station. We're doing on KSK radio station. Here's what I want you to know tonight. I'm getting happy, Lord. I love you. Ooh, Jesus. He said, let me certify something to you. Brothers and sisters, that the gospel is not of man. The gospel we preach, the miracles we see, the tremendous miracles, the angels that are around us, is not of man. Ah, Jesus. For I receive it, amen. But it's by the revelation. Again, I go back again, by the revelation. He revealed it to you and me. He has revealed something to us in this last day we're now living in. We got to see this. We got to see it. And it prophesied the Jews listen. Now I want you to understand something. I want to read something to you one more time. What God has given to me. The deity of a man from Galilee in the crux. It's a C-R-E-X. It's in the crucifix, the crux of Christianity. Christianity, when they said at first at Antioch, they were called Christian. Here we see his name. What's back behind his name? It was a lot behind his name. The deity was behind it. If this can be unsuccessfully challenged, then Christianity has lost its heart and it will create to frustration. It will become a dead religion. It will become a dead. Christianity is alive. To those of us who speak in tongues, to those who were laying hands, raising the dead, what I'm saying tonight, because it's a whole new order. It's a whole new order. What's back behind that name? That name called Jesus Christ. That name. And he said to you and I both, he said, inside of you, you have power. Inside of you, you have authority. Inside of you, you got the Holy Ghost. Inside of you, I work in you. If you let me, when you allow me to work in you. Let me say something. Sometimes we come to a point where it looks like our bodies get tired. Our minds look as it's draining. But the enemy is playing a game on us. And I want to tell you one thing. As we press in, press out. Because Jesus called us to do a great work. I'm planning on being around, as one sister said, 100 years. I've got 120, according to Galatians 16:3. He said, the days of a man, that is God speaking, and the days of a man, I'll be 120 years. I want to live that long. My wife, same here. Now, folks said, you want to live to be 120? According to the word of God, yes. I don't want to cut it short. I want to live. I want to see my grandson's sons. I want to see my granddaughter's daughter. I want to see them, what God is doing to them from generation to generation. One thing I will say to you while you listen to me on the radio tonight, I want you to understand this. What's behind that name? It's not the name Trump. It's not the name of Willie Hunter. It's not the name of Saturna. It's not the name of Deshaun. The name behind it all is a name that's above every name. It's that name of Jesus Christ. And no man or woman can come before and see, no matter how we see it, what's behind that name. What is behind? See, my name, God has sent his son to put a signet on the name. And God has stamped us with his seal of approval. He has let us know we have stamped us. When we go into the world knows us. See, the enemy knows us. They said to Jesus, we know you. Why are you coming to mess with us? Why are you coming down there in Philmore Bar? Why are you coming over in Hot Spot? Why are you coming over and bothering us? We're coming over to cast you out. Well, people don't know it. This is a real fight with you. It's not a play fight. It's a real fight. If you don't want to get in the fight, get out of the game. As I said to a guy playing sports one, if you don't like the hits, get out of the game. Pull off the uniform, because you got to be armored. The Bible tells us to be fully armored, and sometimes we want to be fully armored, want to do what we want to do, want to do like we want to do. We don't be saying what God says for us to do. But as I continue to see what God has said, God is my lover. He is my Lord. I love him so much. I adore him. I thank God for what he's done for me. Beloved, I'm not trying to share something with you. I'm going to tell you, you're going through some challenges right now. God is showing us all. You're going through some challenges. You're being challenged by everything. If it ain't from the hot water to the light water, if it ain't from the light bill to the gas bill, if it ain't bill to the phone bill, we're being challenged every day. But it's according to how we take it, the word of God, and put it before us. He said, lay it on me. Give it to me. I'll handle it. So I made a decision. What's behind that name? It's power. It's authority. Messiah is behind his name. The fullness. He said, if I would trust in him, I can do all that I decide to do. And the more I decide to do in him, the more he's doing in me. What am I saying? Yes, I know it's 71. Praise God. 71 years old. Hallelujah to my sister. 71 years old. Still pressing in. Am I going to quit? No. Am my wife going to quit? No. We got some things we want to see. We ain't seen the best yet. Marty and I were telling yesterday, our latter years, according to the Bible, they'd be better than our first years. Now, we had an age where we didn't say, we're going to enjoy this. We don't care what nobody say. We're going to enjoy it. I don't care what they say. We are going to enjoy it. Why? Because we know what God has said to us. God says, he said to us, if you ask me anything, what's behind his name? Jesus. What's behind his name? Love. What's behind his name? Authority. What's behind his name? That's resurrection. See, one of these days, out of the book of Thessalonians, the Bible says, when the shout of the horn, the dead in Christ, those who have been planted on this earth, under those caskets and behind those mausoleums, those who believe, the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise. But our spirits, hallelujah, will be up there in a place called paradise. But Jesus says they're going to join in together. Click, click. In a moment, and a twinkling of an eye, God's going to come back and forth. If y'all think I'm going to mess my life up for this world, ain't going to happen. Not on my watch. I'm going to do all that I can to please the living God. Because he has his authority through Jesus Christ. He sent his only son. Now, can you imagine God, the great God of I Am, the Yeshua, Jehovah, Shalom. Can you imagine him? Who took his own time to create a man, to breathe in man, his nostrils, the breath. He breathed and man lived. My God Almighty, what a God we serve. Ooh, what a man, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. I bow my head before him and I praise him, I love him, I adore him, I magnify him. Yes, Lord, use my body. Use my mind. Whatever part of me you want to use, Father, that you may be glorified, I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill whence come my help. My help. My help. Our help coming from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Let me tell you, beloved, that name, there's a name. Every name that they try to use. Pharaoh said this. Moses said this. Joshua said this. Eli said this, but all of a sudden, here come the prophets. Isaiah said, Jeremiah said, all of them said something, but there came a name that's above every name, and a name that everyone would bow. He said, the name of God's Son is called Yeshua HaMashiach. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. See, we're in war now. I don't care how it looks, but God has shown me to see just a little further into the spirit world. He said, we're in a real war right now. Do you not know the devil wants to take you out right now? I do, but he's not going to do it because God got me protected. He got my wife, my children, my son, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law and daughter-in-law. and my grandsons and my seed. He has a protector. No matter what nobody thinks about us, you know what? When you get to have to preach God's words, you get lost. Man, I didn't know time passed by so fast. I just thought I was 8:05. It's down to 8:25. Let me go and close out and read this to you. Something I put down. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Here is something. He has been an inspiration for all these young people I've met, to the old people. They have kept themselves clean and pure. They have not looked upon the wonderful life and thought to win that smile, but they looked on Jesus Christ. Young women, I want to encourage you. In the secrets of your change, have looked upon the face of a man of Galilee, my God Almighty. When you saw that man's face and pledged his reserve of your purity, of your womanhood, that they might be worthy of him and confidence of that man from Galilee who died 2,000 years ago and lives today. You know what? I still love him. It's awesome. Ain't a God like our God. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what? I can sit here all night long with the gospel. But you know, a time comes to everything. I got 4 minutes left, so I want to stop and pray for somebody. Father, today, tonight, this evening at 8:26 p.m. in Houston, Texas, Central Standard Time, I pray for somebody right now, Father, who needs a prayer. I'm a prayer warrior for them. I stand for them right now, Father. I speak healing to their minds. I speak healing to their bodies. I speak healing to their livers, their kidneys, any part that they have right now. I speak healing to that body in the name of Jesus. I'm not being braggadocious, but I'm believing. You said you can do it, Father. All things are possible. You said we have the word, we can pray. You brought a dead man alive. You said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came forth. You gave us the same authority. We speak to those right now. Come forth. Who just died. Come forth. Whatever your name from A to Z, come forth. In the name of Jesus. I want to thank you tonight, Father, for everything you've done for the whole body of Christ. I want to pray for Houston. I want to pray for the United States. I want to pray, Father, continuously. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father, for everything. You've been so good to me. I don't know how somebody else, but I know it's been good to me. What I've gone through, only you could bring me up to where I've been, Father. It looked like everything was at zero, but you kept saying, put that one behind it on the other side. It's 10, time 10, time 10, time 10. I want to thank you, Father, for everything you've done for me this night. Thank you for the school order, Emmanuel, School of the Bible. Thank you, Father. And Father, we just declare and decree that your word is alive in the hearts of the believers. And then, Father, somebody right now, we pray for them. I want to say thank you. And I want to say another night. Tonight's the night, Father, that I praise you and I thank you, Father, for everything you have done for all of those. But I see them in this life for the life to come. But I pray for their bodies, Father. I pray for their minds. I pray that they have the willingness, Father, to come forth. I pray that church doors start to open up wide. That it will be a movement in the churches, these wooden churches, where there's nothing going on, Father, but say, but you are. And I want to thank you this night in the name of Jesus. And Father, I want to, I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My time is up. God bless it. Praise him. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise him.
Thank
anybody
you.
Else? I've sent. Thank Cynthia, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Cynthia.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, girl. Do it.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for
hello, glory.
We just give God the glory, for God is good all by himself.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Scripture, I'm going to be talking tonight about. Seems like my volume is up too high or something. Yeah. We're going to be talking about choose Jesus. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. Praise
okay.
the Lord.
Amen. I'm sorry, because see, like, I was messing with my volume, and I just wanted to make sure that.
Yeah, it stopped echoing after you did.
Okay, thank you so much. I just thank God for each and every one of you. I just praise the Lord because God is so good, and, you know, we got a lot to give him the glory for. On last week, I talked about giving God glory, but tonight I want to talk about choose Jesus. You know, the world is in a corruptible time, but you know what? Jesus is in control in spite of what it is. And I want to sing a song. The song says, I decided to make Jesus my choice. Some folks would rather have houses. Oh, they choose land. And some folks choose silver and gold. But all of these things that they treasure and they forget about their sin-sick souls, oh, I decided to make Jesus my choice. These clothes may be raggedy that I'm wearing, sometimes heavy is the load I may be carrying. But all of this done, you see, I don't have to worry about it, huh? I don't have to worry because I don't have to carry it all by myself, because I've decided. You see, I made up in my mind about 39 years ago. I decided. I left my mother behind, my sister, my brothers. I decided. I made Jesus my choice. Sometimes the road gets rough and the going gets tough. Sometimes the hills are so hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I decided I had to make Jesus my choice. I had to make Jesus my choice. None of my siblings, my mother, father, sister, or brother, all of them, they were yet sinners. But one day I stepped out on faith. I heard the word of God The Bible says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And he said, how can we hear except somebody give the word? You know, you can't hear except you, I heard the preacher preaching one day, and then I heard the word, and I grabbed hold of faith and gave my life to Christ. And what I'm going to talk about tonight is choose Jesus. The song said, I decided to make Jesus my choice. That's one thing about it. We have a choice in this life. In the book of Deuteronomy, it let us know that the word was saying that he said, I put before you life and death. Choose life. When you choose Jesus, you choose life. And I chose Jesus. And it says, we have the right to choose our thoughts, our words, our action. But how do we get to choose, get from choosing, making the choice? How do we get to get from the choice over into our action? We have the choice of our thoughts and our action, but how do we get from making the choice of our action? Jesus give us the key to this. And he let us look at St. John, the 8th chapter, and the 30th and to the 36th verse, you know, it say, as he speak these words, many believers believed on him. When Jesus spoke those words, many believed on him. And then said Jesus to the Jews which believe on him, if ye continue in my word. This is what I'm trying to get across to. He said, if we continue in his word, then we are his disciples indeed. And all ye shall know, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. A lot of times people say shall set you free, but the word says shall make you free, and the truth shall make you free. They answer him, and they say, we are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou that ye shall make us free? They want to know how could he say they could be made free when they felt like they were never in bondage. But Jesus had to break it down to them and let them know. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant to sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You know, a lot of time people will quote that scripture, but they will quote the last part of the scripture. But Jesus said, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And see, a lot they like to say that part about people like to quote the part about ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But they don't say that first part about where Jesus say, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. The word disciples means to be disciplined. In other words, if we will continue in God's word, we will be disciplined unto him. We will be like him. If we continue in his word, we will be disciplined the same way as he is disciplined. He was disciplined to his father, then we can be disciplined to him just like that if we continue in his word. Hallelujah. Jesus is the living word of God. To choose Jesus, it means to choose the word. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says to choose God is to choose life. See, when he said, I put before you life and death, choose life. He said, choose me. Choose life. In the book of Proverbs, it let us know that it says that his word is life. And Jesus said, my word are spirit and they are life. In St. John, the 6th chapter, 63rd verse. You know, you cannot pick up the word of God and read the word and say, okay, I'm free. No, you can't do that, because there is more to that. You are faced with decision in this life. You got to make a choice whether you want to live for God or you want to just continue on in the life that you used to live in. So when we place our when we decide to place the word as our final authority in our lives, we got to act on it. You must make the choice before God. At that moment, the Spirit of God will move in, and he will begin to reveal to you how to think. He'll let you know how you're supposed to act. He'll let you know how you're supposed to speak according with the word. You know, you got the choice that you have made. You got to, he'll let you know that. But that you have to make up in your mind that I want to choose Jesus. I want to do what's right. I want to live this life. You know, his supernatural power will give you the work to remove the hindrance. It will begin to, his supernatural power will begin to work and remove all hindrance in your life. Whatever it may be, sometimes we have to go through all kinds of trials, but the devil don't want us to be free. He wants us to be in bondage because he is doomed, and he wants us to be able to go back with him when Jesus comes. He wants us to be doomed with him. If you need healing, you can make the choice. You can decide to receive your healing, or just believe whatever the doctor said, or just believe whatever the devil want to plant in your mind. You know, a lot of time people say, when they hear about cancer, AIDS, or anything like that, they begin to get scared. They fear sink in. And then they begin to believe whatever the report that they receive. But we got the power to make that choice to decide whether we're going to receive that or receive what God's word said. Then go before God, and we got to stay before him and feed on something on his word until he give us the knowledge, you know, to let us know that it is well. You know, a lot of time, I heard them saying one time, saying you got to keep on knocking at the door until the door opens. So we go before God. We put our petition before God. That's what we call knocking at the door. We're letting God know that we are believing in Him and we are trusting in Him, and we're gonna wait and believe until our changes come. The devil don't want. The devil is always trying to fight us, and trying to fight us, but he can't. He is a helpless situation. He is helpless. The devil can't go against the word of God. He cannot stop us from being. He couldn't stop it from coming to pass when we gave our life to Christ. Just like that, he can't stop us from being healed. He can't stop us from getting a victory in our situation, but he just cannot stop that, because God has given us authority over things, and we have authority as believers. And we got to be able to just act on that authority. If you really say that you are a born again believer, then we got to act on that authority. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, and he delegated his authority to them. He said, "All powers is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go into all the world. You take my name. You cast out devils." He said, God has given us that authority. That's why he said, "You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." You know, a lot of times people, they pray for people and they're not even sure that it's going to come to pass. They are afraid of what somebody else saying. Honey, just believe that God is doing the work through you. If you got that if you have accepted Christ, he has placed that anointing on the inside. He said, "Greater work we shall do than he has done." So he told us, he has delegated us to go. And he said, "You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." See, if he says shall, that's a promise. This is the authority that belongs to us as believers today. We got to believe that. In the book of Matthew 18:18, Jesus said, "Whatsoever we bind on earth, he'll bind it in heaven." He said, "Whatever we loose on earth, he'll loose it in heaven." He told us that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he said, "Take on the whole armor of God." He said, "You must be strong in the Lord, and you take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You know, the devil, he tried to weaken us, but we can be strong in Christ Jesus. He said, "Greater is he that's within you than he that's of the world." We got to stand. "Therefore, having the loins girded with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness," he said, "above all, you take the shield of faith," hallelujah, "wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts." When the enemy shooting those arrows at us, we hold up our shield, hallelujah, and the devil can't hit us. Glory be to God. He told us to do that. He said, "You take the sword of the Spirit." Hallelujah. He even gave us what to fight with, which is the word of God. "You pray with the prayer of supplication in the Spirit." You see, the devil don't know what you're talking about if you's praying in the Spirit. We go in our heavenly language. A lot of people try to talk against speaking in tongues. But let me tell you something. That's something that God has given us that the world don't understand. I've seen the world trying to imitate the saints of God, but it don't have the same effect because it is the anointing that does the work. God has given us some authority as Christians in this life. Jesus has delegated us his authority to all the body of believers in the earth. But it will not be for, he will not force it on us. We can try, and one thing about it, he is a gentleman. He can make us do anything he wants us to do, but that's not the way he operates. He has given us that choice, and it's up to us to take up that authority that Jesus has given us. But it will not be forced on us. We still have the right to choose whether we are not going to accept his authority or walk in it, or whether we're going to just keep on believing what the devil tell us. I told somebody one time that the devil ain't nothing but a perpetrator. He try to imitate everything that Jesus did, Jesus is doing. He want people to believe him and not Jesus. But I decided to make Jesus my choice. And I encourage everybody to, in this world, you know, people, it's a lot of people, every time I look at the news, I listen to it today, and I heard them saying about some kind of bomb that Japan have that can destroy in the United States and stuff like that. But you know what? We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart. I don't care what kind of bomb they got. But if it's not God's will, it won't be done. So if you choose Jesus, then you understand things better. The world don't understand the things that we understand. I didn't understand a lot of things when I was growing up. I used to look in the mirror. It's like I couldn't recognize my own identity. I saw my face. I knew my family. But it was something that I wasn't understanding. I was saying, if you eat food, it's going to come out of you. If you drink, you're going to get thirsty again. You just have to keep doing it over and over. You're going to get hungry again. And I couldn't understand what's going on. Why? You know, it was things way back in my mind. God had his hand on me even when I was a child and didn't even understand. But now I understand. The Bible says when I was a child, I acted as a child. I understood as a child. I spake as a child. But now that I have become mature, I've learned and I've become mature. So therefore, I had to put away childish things. I don't think like that no more. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know who I am today. Because I made Jesus my choice. If I didn't, I might have still be wondering things. Why, what? But if I got my word now, he said choose life. His word is life. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God. So choose Jesus. Amen. Amen. Dr. Hunter?
Amen. Dr. Hunter? Hey, I'm here. I'm listening. Amen.
I'm finished.
Hey.
I'm finished.
Hey. Praise God. Can you give us a close out, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I choose
thank
Jesus.
You.
Because
I choose Jesus.
We're going to be caught up the meeting one day.
We're going to be caught up the meeting one day.
In a twinkling of an eye, God's gonna crack the sky. The trumpet of war will sound. We're gonna see that feast will be there. When the saints are gonna be at rest, then we're gonna be caught up to meet him in that midair. No more crying, caught up to meet him.
Keep on.
Hello. Hello, Bonnie. Bonnie. How you doing? Okay, well, I know we got caught up, and I've been trying to get that thing paid. But apparently, I'm going to take my credit card. Are you up? Yeah. This is not your business number. If this is not, call you tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow. Oh. What time is it now? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll get it tomorrow. God bless you. Good night. Thank you.